Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes?
Mr. Dubinsky.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Dubinsky on the phone.
Dave, how are you?
Who is this?
Lyndon Johnson.
How are you, Mr. President?
Oh, I'm grinding away. I don't know how good, but doing my best. I'm sitting here with a friend of yours, Hubert.
Now again?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting ready to take out of here and go and try to get some votos.
Yeah. Mr. President, while I spoke to you yesterday in excitement, I didn't discuss with you the question of the 29th.
Yeah.
You made a decision on that?
Yeah, what we thought we'd do is they'd let me, I'm in California, and they'd let me speak in California and stop off at that Mormon Tabernacle. I've got to be at Philadelphia at 3:30 and make a speech there on my way back. I have to fly it over and get Hubert to come up and make your speech.
Is this your decision, Mr. President?
Well, if that's all right with you.
Well, I would prefer a different, but I have to respect your wishes and your decision.
Well, if you'll let me do it this way, why...
Well, you are my boss. I'm not your boss.
I believe it'll be more help to the general run, and we won't get all these Mormons in California and Colorado and Montana and Utah thinking we're neglecting them, and they're flying right over them.
Mr. President, if you think this is the best way, we'll adjust ourselves.
Here's Hubert now. You say a word to him.
Okay. Good luck to you, Mr. President.
Thank you a lot. Hello, David.
Yes.
Here's Hubert.
David.
How are you?
Well, fine here. Fine, fine.
I understand you're living with the president?
Yeah, you're going to have to get second best. You're going to have to take me.
Listen.
Yeah.
You are second best. Very good for me.
Well, all right, old buddy. I'll be there with you.
Yeah.
And
okay,
you...
I suppose. I'll tell you. Because the police department was after me, and I wanted to they need days to prepare, you know?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And now I want to know whether the president objects. That I'm going to advertise to the president, and then the last day he'll make an announcement that he couldn't come.
Well, that's what he'll have to do.
Huh?
I think that'll be all right.
That'll be all right.
Well, let me just, you better ask him about that. Just hold a minute here, will you?
Let's verify that.
You bet. Thank you. Hold on a minute, Dave.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, David.
Mr. President, may I suggest, now I want to consult with you, how the matter should be handled. Probably by Monday, do you think that you or the White House or the police, that you'll be entertained there and Humphrey will speak to you?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Because I intended to put in an ad in the New York Times on Wednesday. I'll change it now for Thursday.
All right.
After the White House releases.
All right. That'll be good.
That'll be all right?
Yep.
Wednesday afternoon for Thursday morning's papers.
When do you want me to put it out?
Wednesday afternoon for Thursday morning's papers.
All right. Okay.
Will that be all right with you?
That's be all right with me.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck to you, Mr.
Thank you.
By the way, I want you to know, Mr. President, we are preparing an ad on this here Bob Wagner released a statement on the matter.
Okay.
And on the other thing, we are handling it too.
Good. All right.
Good luck and have a good trip.
Thank you.
Bye.
Washington, are you through? Are you through? Waiting.